We're joined today by Eric Weltman, one of the New York State leading organizers on climate, and particularly works for Food and Water Watch. As undoubtedly many of our listeners know, the president and the House Majority Leader, Republican, announced a deal on the debt crisis. I will point out that so-called deal still will need congressional approval, and there are certainly unhappy members in both parties and lots of debates about amendments or how to deal with the situation. But the deal itself largely announced that funding for domestic programs is frozen, while yet more money will be available for the military, plus the IRS can't go after rich tax cheaters. And there's lots of other bad details, many of us would say, that continue to emerge. We're joined by Eric so that he can provide us initially with an overview of what is sort of concerning about the climate that's in the proposed deal, and we'll do a follow-up question about how does that impact upon New York. So welcome, Eric.
Thank you. Food and Water Watch appreciates the opportunity to join your show. Folks may recall that last year, Food and Water Watch and allies beat back Senator Manchin's dirty pipeline deal, not once, not twice, but three times. We had thought that the third time would have been the charm, but unfortunately, iterations of Senator Manchin's, dirty pipeline deal, did emerge from the negotiations, as you mentioned, Mark, between President Biden and the House Speaker McCarthy. And so those machinations resulted in, again, a form of that dirty pipeline deal, which really has devastating climate impacts for New York and for the nation and for the world. It gives the green light to Senator Manchin's pet frack gas project, the controversial Mountain Valley Pipeline, and it contains dangerous permitting provisions that gut environmental protections and would maintain our reliance on dirty fossil fuels. So Food and Water Watch and our allies are very much pressing for Senator Schumer in particular to back what we're calling a clean debt deal, a deal that doesn't contain any provisions that undermine access to food stamps, another concern that's been raised by the deal, and certainly one that doesn't contain any dirty energy poison pills, such as the ones that we beat back not once, not twice, but three times last year, going up against Senator Manchin, who's the coal industry's favorite friend.
So I was certainly remiss in failing to acknowledge that, unfortunately, the deal does expand work requirements, particularly the age requirements for primarily single adults, but, more money for the military, forced work for the poor. Now, I understand that Food and Water Watch actually took to the streets out there by Grand Army Plaza, Senator Schumer, a couple days ago. What was that all about?
Yeah, so Tuesday night, Food and Water Watch and our allies and New York Communities for Change and 350 Brooklyn and a host of other organizations had 100 plus people outside of Senator Schumer's apartment in Park Slope, Brooklyn. We had a 20-foot tall mock oil rig. We had a bunch of wonderful banners, garnered some tremendous media coverage as we literally took to the streets, blocking Senator Schumer's street in an effort to encourage him to block the dirty pipeline deal, to block the dirty permitting deal. As folks are probably well aware, he's not only New York's own senator, but he is the Senate Majority Leader. He's been complicit, unfortunately, in supporting Senator Manchin's pet frack gas project, the Mountain Valley Pipeline, which, if folks aren't aware, it's a very controversial project. It stretches 303 miles of wood between West Virginia and Virginia. The communities have been fighting it for years. It would have a devastating impact, on our climate if it were to be built. It's proposed by hundreds and hundreds of frontline communities. And the statistic is that this one pipeline would be responsible for emissions equivalent to 26 coal plants. So Senator Schumer, if he doesn't fight back against this deal, it would be a climate catastrophe. So we need Senator Schumer to call for a clean debt deal. Again, one that doesn't punish low-income communities and one that doesn't devastate our climate.
So I'm going to play devil's advocate for a moment on the issue of permitting reform. Obviously, everybody concerned about, you know, greenwashing, green lighting fossil fuel projects. At the same time, you know, in New York, it used to take 10 years to get approval for wind and solar renewable energy. The governor Cuomo tried to pass a law, tried to cut it down to 2. I remember talking to the New York City mayor's office a number of years ago, trying to get them to buy 100% renewable energy, and particularly buy offshore wind, which needed to be developed. And they just looked at me, Mark, we can't wait 10 years. So how do you solve permitting reform?
Mark, this deal does nothing to advance the construction transmission lines. It does nothing to advance the permitting renewable energy. That was put on the table to be discussed later. This was horrible deal making, frankly, on the part of President Biden. He gave away the store. Everything positive that could come out of genuine permitting reform did not happen. This really just guts environmental protections as they come as applied to fossil fuel projects. And again, specifically green lights, the controversial Mountain Valley Pipeline. This is not a climate deal. This is a step back for the climate. And we need, perhaps some permitting reform that fast tracks the production of renewable energy. This deal does not do that. It does not do that at all.
Now, if you talk to President Biden, as I'm sure you do on a regular basis, I mean, he would argue that, hey, I've done more for climate than any president in history. How much money, you know, I gave. Since the Democrats, starting with Biden, claim they want to do the right thing on climate, why are they so often doing the wrong thing?
Well, you could point to all the fossil fuel money that the likes of Senator Manchin as well as Senator Schumer are getting. These industries remain, very powerful in particular states. And, I'd love to, be in President Biden's shoes, but I think this is indefensible.
Okay. So we got about 90 seconds left. So sort of a two-part question. Probably an earlier question, but are there particularly any unique impacts to New York from this deal? And if people wish to express their opinion to, President Biden or other elected officials, do you guys have any type of mechanism to assist in that process?
All right, part one. Well, at the risk of saying the obvious, the climate impacts of the Mountain Valley Pipeline alone would have consequences for New York. I mean, we're all impacted by climate change, no matter where we live, by projects just like this, just about anywhere. But absolutely, it would, gut provisions of the National Environmental Policy Act, which is the landmark legislation that requires environmental reviews of projects. It freezes funding for the Environmental Protection Agency, which obviously has, climate and environmental impacts for New York. In terms of putting the heat on Senator Schumer, Food and Water Watch does have a hotline, 866-961-4293. I'll repeat that. It's 866-961-4293. We encourage folks to visit the Food and Water Watch website, where they can learn more and take action and sign up and get involved.
Again, what's that website?
It's foodandwaterwatch.org, www.foodandwaterwatch.org. Again, the hotline of Schumer is 866-961-4293.
We've been talking with Eric Wellman, Food and Water Watch, and this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.